Welcome to Mimika TV. I'm your host, Mimika Cooney. Get ready to break through barriers, fuel your faith, pursue your purpose, and market your message so you can impact the marketplace for God.
Hi, everyone. It's Mimika Cooney, and welcome to another live edition of Mimika TV. This has been super fun. And of course, we are a couple of minutes late, so we do apologize for that. But this is the joy of technology, right? You just have to go with the flow. When there is technology doesn't want to work, we are trying our best to make it work, but we shall make it work. So as everybody's joining us, I'm going to say, make sure if you are watching on your phone or whatever device you're on, you should have seen a notification that popped up if and it says we've gone live. So go ahead and share that now. It's basically a little video you'll see at the bottom of your screen. If you're on your phone, this little button that says share. It says you can write, post, or share, or copy link. So just go ahead and click share, and it'll post directly to your profile or wherever you want to share. Because today we have got a great topic we can talk about. And I have the lovely Krista Hutchins with me. And we are going to be talking about how to hire a business coach. And, you know, I love marketing and media and books and publishing and business and, you know, ministry and faith. So we have a whole lot of a mix mash. And we all, Krista and I, are on the same wavelength. So we love Jesus and we love business. But I know in this time and space that we're in right now, everybody is in a little bit of a shift. So we want to give you some ideas. So perhaps maybe you're at home and you're thinking, what am I going to do with myself next? How do I grow my business? How do I start our business? So we are going to go through some interesting topics. But let me just read Krista's bio so you know a little bit more about her. So Krista Hutchins uses tough grace to equip busy communicators and leaders with project management and problem-solving skills so they can turn their big ideas into successful ministries or businesses. She is passionate about teaching women to find practical application of the Bible in their personal, professional, and ministry lives. I'm so excited to have you on the show with me, Krista. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here with you. I'm glad we got our tech stuff figured out. We got
exactly.
It going on now.
Well, you are not shy with this concept because you've been doing lives on Insta, which you had me on as a guest, which I thought was super cool. And that was the first time I got to be a guest on Instagram video because I'm used to this, you know, YouTube, Facebook format.
Right.
So that was super fun. And this is why I love this concept of this format of being able to chat with people live. Mm-hmm. We can look at the comments. So I definitely will be, if you see me looking at my phone, I'm just going to be checking the comments. And we'll go, as we're discussing there, if you've got any questions for Krista or any sort of aha moments, make sure to post them in the comments section on whatever device you're looking at. So already we have, you know, welcome Colleen. She's joining us live. I really appreciate that. So let's dive right in. As I mentioned in your bio, you work with, you know, leaders and entrepreneurs and really helping them get a little focused. Because I know sometimes we can suffer from shiny object syndrome.
Yes.
Guilty.
Yes.
Like, oh, I have this idea.
Me
this
too.
Idea. Like, ah! Yep. What do I do? So let's break it down with everybody. And before we actually get into the juicy bits, just give us a little bit of a backstory of how you got doing what you're doing today.
So I am a chemical engineer by degree, and I am a project manager in the engineering and construction industry. And so I've been doing that for my whole career, over 30 years. And so as I faced my empty nest years, I, like everyone else, I had been serving in my church, doing youth group when my kids were in there, and all those fun things that you do. I really began to pray and ask God, okay, now that my kids are leaving home, what do I do now? Where do you want me to serve now? And so he led me to serve in Proverbs 31 Ministries online Bible studies, which really made me laugh because after 30 years, or at that point, 20 years of a career in engineering, you can imagine I was in mostly a male-dominated field, and I was very comfortable around large groups of men, but large groups of women terrified me. And if you had told me that
it's so funny you say that because it's like Proverbs 31 Ministries is actually down the road from me, and I keep bumping into people who are part of that, so I know what you mean. It's like almost like a culture shock.
Yeah. So I don't know how to behave. I'm intimidated by large groups of women. And I was like, Lord, are you sure this is where you want me to go? So he said yes. So I volunteered as a small group leader in the online Bible studies and just began to serve there. And as I did, just had, as I always do, I've always got an idea. I've always got something going on. And so I ended up on the executive team for the online Bible studies. And while I was there, I was exposed to so many Christian women who had amazing, audacious ideas for God, big things that they wanted to do. And but they didn't know how to do them. They didn't know what the next step was or the step after that. It was just a big, confusing mess. And that's when God showed me that I could take what I've learned as a project manager, what I did every day for years and years in my career, and apply that in small ways to women who are trying to get their big ideas and their big projects off the ground and meet their goals. So it's been almost 5 years ago now that I started Do a New Thing as a side business, I call it a business tree. So it's kind of combination business and ministry where I serve women. When I started and I was praying about, okay, God, this is what you want me to do, but what do you want me to do? Really, what do you want me to do? All I heard was serve my girls. And so that's what I do. I use my gifts and talents and skills as a project manager who thinks very linearly, who thinks in steps. And I serve his girls to help them be able to do the things that they are passionate about to reach the world for Jesus. So I've been doing that for about 5 years, and I do it through coaching, through my blog, through a mastermind membership group, and a host of other ways that that I just try to serve his girls.
That's amazing. And that's what I love about your story is I think mm-hmm. a lot of people look at a situation or a job they're in, even if they hate their job or they say, I don't like this situation. I don't like this season I'm in. Why am I doing this? But right. I think there's a reason for everything, you know, and God doesn't throw away anything. He uses everything. And that what I find amazing is that the skills that you learned back then in what I call like boot camp years mm-hmm. are now equipping you for what you needed. And wouldn't you say as well, when you were working with Proverbs 31 at the time, did you kind of feel like this isn't going to be the place I'm going to stay forever? Did you kind of feel like, well, I need to look at this as a season as opposed to a final career? Because I think that's where a lot of us are, you know, leadership type. Okay, is this the thing I need to focus on now? Or is it now? Or is it for later? You know, the timing thing.
Actually, I'm still doing all of those things. I still work full-time in the engineering and construction industry. Wow. And so I have a full-time job. And right now I'm home from my job, but I'm working full-time from my home office. I still serve with Proverbs 31. It's a volunteer position. And so I still serve on that executive leadership team for online Bible studies. I'm kind of in charge of the behind the scenes stuff, registration and things like that. But I do agree that, you know, I always thought that because I was good at project management and I was, you know, I was promoted in my field and promoted in my career, that that's where God had me, that he wanted me to be that shining light in the corner, dark office, and all of that, being a witness for him in that corporate setting. But then once I started using what I learned there, I did realize that that was my boot camp. That was where I learned how to be a project manager because God wanted me to use those skills to serve his girls. Also, I feel like sometimes in ministry, God keeps us in both places, and so that they can fund, so that it can fund our ministry, so that I I don't have to have really strict income goals or revenue goals because I still have my career and that money is funding my ministry and business. So it enables me to have a lot more freedom in the things that I do and the things I invest in my business. So for me right now, it's the right place to continue working, to continue volunteering, and to continue building my business. For someone else, it may be a time to, you know, step out in faith and lose that safety net and just let God show you where he wants you to go. That's a different decision that everyone faces. That's a hard decision, especially for women who have worked so hard to be respected in their careers and then to say, okay, I'm going to walk away from that. It's a decision everybody has to make and has to face differently.
Exactly. And I think this is why it's, I've had to learn to have more of an open mind with God because of course, mm-hmm. you know, I'm a strategist. I like the things right. like, okay, we're going to do this and then we're going to do this. And this is right. how the pieces, you know, fit together. And this sure. wasn't in my plan, God. Why right. are we doing this? Like, yeah. you know?
Yeah. I had a 3-year plan that once I started 3 years, 3 years I was going to be able to quit my job, but it's 5 years and I'm not there and I'm totally okay with it. I've gotten comfortable with it. God has me in the places he wants me to be and he'll grow whatever he wants to grow in his season. So I'm
exactly
good with that.
I think that's important to know because it's, mm-hmm. I know personally one thing I've struggled with is like, okay, if I'm focusing on this, this must be the thing that I do for the rest of my years. And I realize that's not how life is. It's, we have seasons like you got your kids are older. My kids are in a different season. I have two in college and one in elementary school. So right now, you know, I'm doing third grade homework and, you know, dealing with trying to keep her busy while still trying to do my business. And it's almost like, wouldn't you say it's more like instead of saying it's this or that, it's this and that, it's kind of getting our head wrapped around that concept?
Yeah, I think right now, especially where we are in this coronavirus shutdown, we're doing a lot of and. We're doing business and distance learning for our kids. I'm doing my side business and my day job. We're doing home projects and cooking 58 meals a day, it seems like. So we're definitely in the world of the and right now, and learning how to manage and is a big part of what I do with my coaching clients, is, you know, kind of teaching us how to know what are the places I'm going to focus on and how to use that focus as a filter to get rid of things I don't need to be focusing on.
Okay. Well, that's a good segue because I want really for us to dive in. So if you've got a pen and paper, I want people to take notes. And this is, you know, this is me as well needing some help. So that's why I ask with, you know, great certainty because I know this is what I need help with. What are some of, if we had to break it down into actionable tips, what could we say for right now? Like I'm an entrepreneurial mom. I've got a business I'm running. You know, I write books for ministry. I've got my husband and I work from home. You know, we've got the dishes that are constantly. How do we sort of compartmentalize and find that peace? Because I'm finding that everything feels almost anxious and this, it's almost like this, we put these high standards on ourselves that we have to have this done and this done and this done. And eventually something's got to give, right? So what advice would you give us to kind of get that strategy and to get on top of things without feeling overwhelmed?
Well, I think the first place is really looking at where does God have you focusing in this season? Yes, we're in the world of the ands, but it's not a continuous series of ands. We need to find out where the ands stop. And so we need to look for where does God have me focusing on? Is it, and we can't be more than about three or four things. If you make a list of eight things that you think are your focus areas for right now, your list is too long. And so you need to whittle that down to really what is God asking me to focus on right now. And then once you are clear and you're confident in that, it's really a lot easier to say no to the things that aren't yours to do. They're not your assignment. They're not your responsibility. There's someone else who needs to be able to use their gifts and talents in that area, and it's okay for you to say no. So learning where your focus areas are and saying no to things that aren't is probably the very first place that I really like to try to help people start.
Yeah. And saying no can sometimes be like, oh my gosh, this is a good opportunity. I mean, I had this issue yesterday. I had an opportunity, you know, a really good one that I thought would be great. And it's, you know, would take me where I want to go. But I realized that it's just would put too much pressure on me personally. It would cause me stress because that's one thing I realized I've started using as a gauge of whether it's, does it cause me stress and anxiety or does it give me peace? And some things you can do that are stressful, but you can still have peace in them. So in other words, for example, talking about deadlines, right? If we have a particular deadline and somebody adds another thing, opportunity that has another deadline, can you meet both without disappointing one or the other? So how would we then break it down? Like you said, knowing what to focus on, how do we figure out what to focus on?
So there's a couple of things that I usually leave people in a three-step process. First, you ask the question, wow, God. And I got this from Liz Bohannon in her book, Beginner's Pluck. She talked about an exercise where you just sit back and you say, wow, God, what would life look like if there were no constraints, no restrictions, and God did exactly what he wanted to do through you? And all you could do was sit back and say, wow, God, look at what you did. So write those things down, write what that looks like down. And then ask yourself a series of if only questions. So if only I knew how to do this, if only I had time to do this, if only I stopped believing this, if only I could believe this. So the first question, while God is mining your spirit, you know, where your spirit is with God, the second question, if only questions, are mining your soul. What are the things deep in your soul that you don't often express? And then the third place is doing a brain dump. And this is mining your mind. So mine your mind and list all the things you can think of that you want to do, or the ideas that you want to do, or responsibilities you have, or commitments you've already made. So dump it all out of your brain. Then once you have those three things, wow, God, if only, and brain dump, look at them all together and you will see common themes that run through those things. Do all of those things that you have on that brain dump, do they support your if only, your wow, God vision? Do all of those things answer some of the questions you've got on if only I knew how or could do those things? Find the common themes between those three, and that will help you narrow down your focus areas into three or four places that you need to spend your time and effort.
That's a great way of breaking it down, because it's like we have like these ideas swirling. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I'm always journaling and making mm-hmm. notes and making notes on my phone, because I feel like ideas are so fleeting now. I'm like, oh, but sometimes right. I realize having too many ideas and not having enough of a focus right. is a problem, because then what happens is, as you say, we don't do the 8 or 10 things. We beat ourselves up because we haven't done them all, as opposed to right. looking at what we can do, especially right. now. And I think, especially where the world is right now, we can't say we don't have time. Although we right. feel like we are, I feel like I'm busier now mm-hmm. than I was before, because before the kids would go to school, you'd have some time to focus. Now everything is sort of merging into each other. It's like today is the 84th of April. Who knows?
Right.
You know,
for sure.
It's the 54th day of the week, whatever. We're kind of yeah. losing track of days of the week.
Right.
So, and this is another thing I thought was pretty useful, is I always thought that time was my problem. Mm-hmm. And I've realized that isn't necessarily true. And also maybe some people say, well, maybe money's my problem. If I had all this mm-hmm. money, I would do this. And wouldn't you say that's a great challenge to think, you know, if you had no restrictions, you had all the time in the world and all the money in the world to do, what would you be spending your time on? Because would you say it's fair to say that it should really be what lights you up or brings you yeah. joy, or what do you think on that?
Yeah, I do. I think it should be the places that that you're really passionate about and that keep you up at night. Sometimes I feel like God limits our resources to protect us from ourselves. Because if I had infinite time, if I had infinite money, and I didn't have to watch it very carefully, I think I would be even more prone to waste it. And so I believe that God gives us all the resources we need to do what He's called us to do. Those resources may look a little bit differently than what you expect. It may not be time, it may be money. So maybe I call it the resource triangle: your time, your money, and your knowledge. So between those three things on the triangle, you have everything you need to do to do what God's called you to do. If you have extra money, you may need to spend that to pay for a meal service or a housekeeping so that you have more time, right? So use the money to buy time. Use your experience and your knowledge of how to figure, maybe you're good with technical things, and you can use your knowledge to figure out how to do some things in your business instead of paying for someone. So use all three corners of your resource triangle to do the things that you need to do if you feel like you don't have enough resources, because I promise you, God's not going to give you a calling and put you in the middle of a wilderness and not give you the resources that you need to do what He's called you to do. You just may need to look at them a little bit differently.
Exactly. I think that's some great ideas for clarity, especially when you feel like you have a lot of ideas or you think you want to do. And of course, I think being flexible, especially with the way we've all had to pivot and think, mm-hmm. okay, well, I had this great idea and I just have to be willing to let it go because it's not appropriate for the timing. Right. Maybe in the 6 or 12 months when things have changed again, we can relook at things. But on the flip side, I really wanted us to chat for a little bit about the concept of the opportunities, because I think a lot of people are so focused on the fear mongering and losing jobs and losing money and negative. Yes, that's true. And we're not saying that, we're not like putting that down. What I want to start opening people's minds to is to look for the opportunities, because whenever something goes down, it must come up. Mm-hmm. And it creates opportunities. Like if you think how life changed when computers became a thing, you know, you didn't have to do a typewriter and send somebody a snail mail, although that's still a thing. What could you say in terms of helping them look for opportunities, see the opportunities? How do they identify the opportunities within their own skill set to be able to see what they can do moving forward?
Yeah, I think one of the things I find that people can be most creative in is solving the problems they already have for themselves and then solving them for other people. So look at the struggles that you're facing right now. And you're something you're not sure how to do or is not sure how to approach. And what creative solutions have you come up with for that in your own life? Maybe you've learned how to cut hair, or maybe you've learned how to make your, you know, make your clothes last longer in different styles. Like, that's one of my problems right now, is because I work in Houston and I live in the Baton Rouge area. So when I came home from Houston to work, to live, I left half my clothes in Houston. Like, I don't have half my clothes. So I'm having to figure out how to style clothes differently. So I wear something different every day. So whatever problem that you've had in your own life and you've figured out a solution to, you can use that. You can believe that somebody else has that same problem. And you can then begin to use your solution to solve the problem for other people. So start looking in your own circle, what things you see. And then the other place is look around at what people are struggling with and what do they ask you to help them solve for them. You know, so if all of your friends are coming to you and saying, you know, hey, I know that you are really great with, you know, making one meal become four meals, you know, how do I do that so I don't have to cook so much while I'm here stuck at home? If people are coming asking you how to do things because they know you know how to do them, that means there's a market for that skill. So how can you then take that skill that you have that people already recognize and expand that to be able to use to help other people? I think this is going to be such an exciting time as we start coming out of this. I believe that God is birthing new businesses, new ministries, new ways of doing things, new ways of thinking about it, that we're all going to be amazed at what creative opportunities come out of this in our new normal.
Exactly. Well, I'm excited. That's what I say. I just look at the opportunities mm-hmm. and know, you know, the things are going to, especially in an entrepreneurial space, like I can guarantee you that as a parent myself, a working parent, trying to go through some archaic style of teaching ain't mm-hmm. going to work for me. So right. We're going to have a lot of changes in education as well, where a lot of parents have realized the way that they're teaching things isn't necessarily great for the kids. And like mm-hmm. even now with my 9-year-old, we literally spend less than 2 hours a day on schoolwork, and the creativity that's coming out of her, mm-hmm. things that she's doing, like songwriting and painting mm-hmm. and things that she's naturally interested in, you know, like, you know, learning about how animals, the different types of animals and environments. Mm-hmm. I mean, I couldn't have said to her, you will sit down and watch a video on what is a puma? I mean, I've learned a lot. I'm like, oh, wow, I never knew that, right? So I think we should take a leaf out of a book of our own kids. Mm-hmm. And that's what I find is amazing. I'm learning a lot of what God is trying to say in the season through my child and how she is saying, you know what? I don't have any restrictions. What's on the agenda today? What interests me? What are the things I've always wanted to know but maybe didn't take mm-hmm. the time to do?
Yeah,
I always say, read a book. Take a course, learn something. This is a great time to invest and get your tools, your toolkit built up. You know, and just things like things that you never would have thought. So I think we have the opportunity to take the restrictions off ourselves and just to say, you know what? If I don't want to, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
If it doesn't bring me joy, I'm not going to do it. And it's very freeing.
Yes, it is. Yeah, that's wonderful. A great way to look at it.
So tell everybody, what's the best place they can find you and get in touch with you online and any resources and stuff you have?
You can find me at doanewthing.com and also on Instagram and Facebook at doanewthing. I hang out both of those places. I spend a lot of time, like you said, right now in Instagram stories. I've interviewed 34 as of today, ladies, on my Instagram stories, just talking about what quarantine life is like. Yeah. Sorry, I got a little blip there.
Yeah, I know we said you're on your cell phone because we couldn't get your computer working. So I know your battery is probably freaking out. No, so we will wrap it up in a minute. But I've got to say, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate all your great comments. And if you are watching, if you just joined us, you can make sure to share it. Even if you're watching the replay, click on the little button below that says share. Because people would love to hear this. So I got to say thanks to Colleen for watching live, and you know, any other comments, we come back and we'll, this is going to be on for indefinitely. So make sure to go back and click on that. And if you want more free resources that I have only available for those who are on my email list, go to mamikakuni.com. I have a lot of resources, especially if you're interested in building a business and marketing and growing and scaling your business. Like if you're looking for the opportunities we have right now, publishing books. I think we're going to have a lot of books birthed, a lot of businesses birthed, and a lot of new technology that's going to come to the forefront. So if you want more resources on that, make sure to do that. And just tell everybody, you said your website was doanewthing.com. Correct.
Yep, doanewthing.com. And there you can find about my business coaching, my mastermind, the blog, all the things, my book, all the things are there. You can find it at doanewthing.com.
So, and if you, whatever platform you're watching, make sure to subscribe. Like if you are on Stitcher or iTunes and or YouTube and you're listening and watching on another platform, make sure to click because you'll get notifications when we go live and we have these videos go out. And of course, we love comments. So we'd love to hear your comments, any aha moments, anything that's really stood out to you. Make sure to do that. So I got to say thanks again, Krista, for joining me. I so appreciate it. This has been super fun.
It has been. Thank you so much. And thanks for doing the interview last week. It's been great to get to know you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, until next time, everybody, take care.